The Rogers Lowell Area Chamber of Commerce has hosted the annual fishing competition on Beaver Lake for almost three decades. Steve Cox, Senior Vice President of Economic Development for the Chamber, says the tournament was a way to raise awareness of Beaver Lake's impact on the region.
It basically just was an event that was able to showcase the lake, showcase the economic importance that the lake, that Beaver Lake specifically played for Rogers and for Northwest Arkansas, because a lot of the growth that we've seen over the past 20 to 30 years would not have been possible had it not been for the steady water supply that Beaver Lake provides. So it was a great way to do that, encourage tourism for the lake, and just really showcase it as a quality of life amenity for residents and for visitors alike.
The bass fishing competition attracted around 600 anglers and 200 spectators annually. However, Cox says chamber officials decided it was time for a change.
We've had a very 27 successful year run with this tournament, and unfortunately, it became so big that it was something that the chamber just couldn't quite handle. Because it was so much success and the tremendous amount of staff, planning, and execution time, we just needed to kind of, as our mission is moving and our mission is changing, this was just something that we needed an opportunity to refocus and allow someone else to take advantage of hosting a bass tournament on Beaver Lake.
The annual event remained successful throughout its entire tenure. Cox says they had a record number of participants 2 years ago, and officials made money on the event every year. According to a press release, tournament proceeds helped the chamber fund economic development initiatives. While Cox says it's against chamber policy to share how much revenue an event generated, he says officials are not concerned about stepping down from hosting the bass fishing tournament.
We're comfortable with our budget moving into 2019 to make this decision. And by doing so, for the economic development side, we're continuing to grow at a great pace here in Northwest Arkansas. And, the chamber was in a financial position that we felt that we could do that. The economic impact was about $120,000 from the visitors that came. That's staying in hotels, that's, buying gas and buying goods and eating at restaurants while they're in town and things like that. Really that's what it was about, was to create the economic impact within Northwest Arkansas, which we were successful at doing. In terms of the revenue for the chamber, we have other ways that we can make that up, and that was something that a decision our board was comfortable with making.
There are no immediate plans to replace the fishing competition, but Cox says the chamber will continue focusing on some of its other events throughout the year.
We have our traditional one, like our golf tournament, that we're still going to be doing. And we have our job fairs and our annual celebration coming up on February 2nd, which will be an evening honoring Mr. Dick Trammell, as he is retiring from, he's serving his last year as highway commissioner, and he is retired from Arvest Bank and is kind of Mr. Northwest Arkansas. So we want to have an evening to honor him for that. And so we always look at different ways, and we're just trying to streamline and figure out the most effective ways that we can keep our organization as strong and as influential and as vital and necessary as possible.
Steve Cox, Senior Vice President of Economic Development for the Rogers Lowell Area Chamber of Commerce, says they've spoken with people who have helped run the tournament in the past and would be happy to provide advice on planning a fishing tournament on Beaver Lake, should anyone be interested in that in the future. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.